And thanks for tuning in, making us a part of your South Jersey afternoon. Talking with Seth Grossman, Executive Director for Liberty and Prosperity. Head online. A lot of good information up there on a regular basis. Liberty, spell out the end, libertyandprosperity.com. And during the break here, I'm looking at this LegisScan, LegisScan.com, where it posts all the bills that are been submitted in the New Jersey legislature. Folks, I can't even believe what I'm reading with some of this stuff. Now, these are just bills that are put in the system. But it's incredible, some of this stuff, Seth. And I do want to get back to this question. What can we do now? But it's that Voter Convenience Act to allow voters to vote at any polling place in their municipality on Election Day. Another bill increases benefit amounts and expands eligibility under New Jersey Earned Income Tax Credit. Bill after bill after bill. A whole page, and then it's 10 pages. I mean, these folks are busy. And Seth, the New Jersey budget, you talk about the federal budget, $1.3 trillion. New Jersey budget, $56 billion. In 2004 with McGreevy, it was $24 billion. It's gone up over twice as much. Right. What the heck's going on, man? I mean, it's just wherever they want more money, they come to we the people. But they don't even ask. They just take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go back to the basics. Yeah. And by the way, this would be a perfect discussion item for a Liberty and Prosperity breakfast meeting. So we'll have the breakfast. So I don't want it to be me telling everybody what to do. I think we should all be thinking about this. But here we're spending a lot of time talking about, is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be Kennedy? And it really doesn't matter to us in New Jersey, because we all know New Jersey is going to go for the Democrat no matter what we do. So for this election, almost every hour we spend on supporting Trump or supporting, or going against Biden, it's really a waste of time, because it's not going to change anything. And now when it comes to Congress, Jeff Van Drew, as one who ran against him, I think he's about the best congressman you could ever possibly have. And so, I think everybody needs to work hard to see that he's reelected, because he's very constitutional. And he's principle-based. So other than that, what should we spend our time doing between now and November? And I think the first thing we have to do is to become informed. And I hate to brag about libertyandprosperity.com, but if you don't go to libertyandprosperity.com, you're not going to know that it's costing more than $6,000 for Stockton University to make a gallon of maple syrup, right? You haven't read it in the press of Atlantic City. You haven't read about it in any other story. Oh, actually, no. I was wrong. It was 2021. It was 12,000. They brought the cost down to 6,000.
Not bad.
They doubled their production, so maybe they'll bring it down to 3,000 this year. But they don't. Hope springs eternal.
It's a lot of money to try and compete with those who make maple syrup like it's water. In the northern part of the country.
Right. So what you've got to do, you've got to get this information to learn it yourself, but then you've got to share it with other people. And if the media is not going to do it, if the press of Atlantic City is not going to do it, since they've been taken over by Warren Buffett, and now they're not with Buffett, but they got another conglomerate that just the whole press of Atlantic City, it's basically two pages are local, and then the rest of it is just a national syndicate, is woke between the AP and the 360 and everything else. So you could actually, if everybody listening to your program right now would go to libertyandprosperity.com and then look at the bottom of the article and see the Facebook icon, see the Twitter icon, and just share it, that article would be read by as many people as read the Atlantic City Press. It doesn't take that much, but we only have about 20 or 30 people doing that. If we had about 400 or 500 people doing that, that creates our own media. And if we get in the habit of doing that, instead of just Liberty and Prosperity, there'll be three or four other people will start doing the same thing if they know they have an audience. And then maybe someone will say, oh, I could sell ads and make some money, and we could have an alternative media. But it starts with just as simple as, oh, I read this in Liberty and Prosperity. Let me share it with my friends. Now, why aren't people sharing it with their friends? Well, that comes to another issue. Are you afraid that maybe one of your friends is going to think less of you that you're sharing something with Liberty and Prosperity? Do you think your kids might say, oh, my parents are old-fashioned, or I'm not going to let you see your grandkid? Who knows what it is, but you've got to at least talk about what it is you're afraid of, or if you don't know how to do it, you know, call us up and we'll tell you how to share it. So the first thing is to share information. Once you start sharing information, the next step is to change what you can change. So you can't affect Congress. You can't affect Biden. But you do have these county commissioners who used to be freeholders come around and ask for your vote. They have their fundraisers, and you have your Democrats, and you have your Republicans. We have the issue with the wind turbines. We've talked on and on and on why they don't work, why they're expensive, why they're evil, why they're being pushed for two reasons: to make a lot of money for some very corrupt people.
A very select few. It's amazing that they bend over backwards for a few people.
And to destroy our economy and make us dependent on foreign oil or Russian oil or Saudi oil, or just to destroy us so America is no longer a force for good in the world. Whatever it is, it's not good. So here, Atlanta County, seven of the nine commissioners who used to be freeholders are Republicans. There was a resolution to have a moratorium on building wind turbines. And the seven Republicans can't get it passed. They can't even get it introduced. Why? Because they can't use the word moratorium. What's so horrible about the word moratorium? It means you don't build the wind turbines till we learn more about it. But yet, seven Republicans couldn't even introduce that. So that's a problem.
When you say they couldn't, in other words, they chose not to.
They chose not to.
Because of the word moratorium.
Yeah. In other words, nobody would introduce it, or if one would introduce it, they wouldn't get a second. Right. They couldn't bring it up on the floor until they made it so meaningless. They took out the word moratorium, and they said, well, we want to study wind turbines. That was not a message. Second thing, we're overrun with illegal invaders, foreigners, illegal immigrants. And because New Jersey is a sanctuary state, county executive Republican Dennis Levinson prepares a legally correct resolution saying we in Atlantic County don't want New Jersey to be a sanctuary state anymore. Seven Republican freeholders can't pass that resolution. So if you are so pathetic that you can't even do that, what's the point of having you be there other than to pretend that you have an influence? So that what that means, and this may be the reason why people say there's nothing we could do. Well, there's something you could do, but it's unpleasant because you see a friend, you're in a social group, you get to the Republican mixer, and you say, Mr. Commissioner, I like you, you're nice, but I'm not going to give you a dime for your fundraiser because you couldn't even vote against the wind turbines. You couldn't even publicly vote against a sanctuary state here. We have the Atlanta County Utilities Authority, which is spending lots of money to promote how wonderful wind turbines are. They are controlled and hired by these same seven Republicans and a Republican county executive. They are working against our interest every day. So why don't the Republicans who control county government do anything about it? We have so many Republican towns like Egg Harbor Township and Galloway, there you have elected school boards, but you have, like in Margate, you have appointed school boards run by Republicans, and the kids are being taught this woke stuff. Forget the sex stuff. Do the kids know who Abraham Lincoln is? Do they know who Ben Franklin is? Do they know who George Washington is? No.
About Richard Summers. Your point is that we actually have, supposedly, people in positions who should be advancing these common sense American traditional value items, and they seem to be shying away from them.
And if we can't even get our own local officials who we see every day, who we give, you know, we go to their fundraisers, we go to their parties, we can't even get them to do it. Maybe even, and of course I'm selfish on this, you know, Seth Grossman can't teach history at our community college. Why? Because it's run by somebody who is so woke, they will not allow anything to challenge it, and yet this is supposed to be a Republican county.
Your point's a good one, Seth. So in other words, the opportunity to set the table in a right way for everybody, not just for you, not for that one, for all, the opportunity to do that is here upon us now. Are you suggesting the pressure needs to be put to bear on those who are in those positions?
It has to be publicly, and it's too late to do anything this year, but next year a bunch of them will be up for election, and we need to get people articulate in discussing those issues. Anyway, I see you got to take a break, but that's what has to be done, and it's not being done. And for everyone to say, I'm just going to sit here and complain and hope that somebody somewhere else votes for Trump, and that's going to fix everything. Now, let's not deceive ourselves.
That is being a little bit naive. You're 100% correct about that. We got to take a break. We got Dennis and Brigantine. Dennis, if you hang with me, I know you've been waiting patiently. As soon as we come back, we'll go to you. And then we'll continue with Seth. Seth, I want to ask you, this may sound like it's outdated, like it's old-fashioned after we talk to Dennis. I want to ask you about the old way of calling the elected legislator, whether it's down in Washington or up in Trenton. Is that an effect? You know, in the old days, if the phone rang off the hook, the politicians would, you know, they would get the message.
It doesn't matter. All that matters is, are you going to get me reelected or are you going to get me unreelected? And if what you say, if a million people complain, but they know they don't need your vote to get reelected, it doesn't matter.
Stay right there. Klein Time continues. Go to Dennis and Brigantine as soon as we return here on News Talk 1400, 92.3 WOND.
I'm retired. I'll go on the road and go to almost anyone has more than five people. I will go give a personal liberty and prosperity lecture. And by the way, what's so important is the younger people who are affected most by government have no voice in government because by time they are working two jobs to make ends meet, taking care of the kids, paying for the child care, doing all that stuff, they're frazzled. They can't do the job. So it's got to be our baby boom generation that sort of created this mess.
We allowed it to happen. We created it too?
I think we created
combination
this.
Of
we were
two?
So self-absorbed and so smart and so everything that we gave our kids a real mess. And while we have a few years of life and energy left in us, we owe it to help our kids learn this stuff. We can't expect them to do it by themselves. And by the way, the reason I was going crazy about the radio spot, we were running the same stale radio spot about the road diet. I just want to at least read one of the new spots now that we're doing.
And one, two.
I'm Seth Grossman for LibertyAndProsperity.com. By law, every condominium association must collect and save money for a reserve fund. It pays for new roofs, elevators, heating, and air conditioning systems every 20 years when they break down. In Florida, condo board members can go to jail if they don't do this. We don't have laws like this for politicians. They're not punished if they let our schools, streets, or boardwalks run down and have no money to fix or replace them. Instead, they're often rewarded and praised. During the past 3 years, the state gave more than $100 million for new boardwalks in towns like Atlantic City, the Wildwoods, Asbury Park, and Ocean City. That money came from federal coronavirus relief and state highway repair funds. Let's talk about this over breakfast. That answers Dennis's question as to why the state budget is going so high, because the state is buying votes by spending money. You want money for a boardwalk that you let run down? We'll get you a new one. Ocean City, you let your high school run down? We'll buy you a new one. Atlantic City, you don't have money for your air show? We'll raise
special groups get special considerations. But what I want to know,
they're buying
Seth,
votes, and that's called corruption.
What happened to equal protection? How can they just give out money to that guy but not give any money to that girl? In other words, why does That's equal.
That was the New Jersey Constitution, little by little, exception by exception. It's worthless now, except for the the thing on taxes that got me in front of the appeals court for the special tax treatment for the casinos. Out of time. To be continued next week, God willing.
LibertyandProsperity.com. Spell at the end. LibertyandProsperity.com. News Talk 1400 92.3 WND.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.